Place to Be Nation. Welcome back to the third episode of PTBN YouTube Roulette. I'm Logan Crosland, and I am your host for tonight, as it was my turn to pick the four matches we're going to watch. Let me now bring in the other guys. First off, you know him as the king of the shit takes, and he is now apparently the king of the fart gun as well. Sean Kidd, how you doing, Sean?
I am good, Logan. It is a pleasure to be here with you gents again. Quickly become one of my favorite nights of wrestling that I've never watched before, and I think you did a great job tonight, and really looking forward to doing this one with you guys tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to it as well. Secondly, he is my co-host on Highway to the Impact Zone, and he's Waffle House's number one fan. Jake Williams, how you doing, Jake?
You're damn right, I'm Waffle House's number one fan. That all-star breakfast, Sean doesn't know what he's talking about. Sean's a Waffle House detractor because, I don't know, he's not from the South, I guess. But, yeah, I'm ready to spin the wheel and make the deal tonight.
I gotcha. But yeah, no detractions against Waffle House tonight on my watch. So Sean, keep your mouth shut.
Waffle House sucks. Just sucks.
Yeah, you but suck. I'm yeah. hanging up.
Oh my God, we just lost all the Waffle House fans.
Oh God, let's make sure we recover that one listener that goes to Waffle House.
That's a high part of our demographic, Sean. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh my bad, Waffle House. Waffle House rules.
All right, and finally, Scott Shiflett was not able to join us tonight. He had to step away due to some family stuff. So we called in the guy that's always there when you need him in the PTBN family, and that's Matt Souza. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Happy to be pinch hitting for Mr. Shiflett this evening. Also happy that we don't have to talk about A, Jeff Jarrett promo, or B, god-awful Jeff Hardy with his jizz-covered glow stickness. So, oh my God. Thank goodness.
A Jeff-free show we have here tonight.
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah, that's a good thing, I guess. Sean, you kind of wanted to run through the eight matches we watched so far, kind of ranking them, how we had them so far. So I'll let you do that right now.
Yeah, just to do that, to bring that up to speed on where we stand as we rank the matches tonight for our audience, minus our Waffle House listener that I just upset. So number one, we had at a 3.93 total, we have Punk versus Mysterio versus Guerrero. At number two, kind of an underground gem man here, we had Bach Winkle versus Chaco Guerrero at a 3.06. So Chaco pulling it out at the number two spot. Rockers versus Bad Company at a 2.81 at number three. Another surprise here, David Arquette versus Colt Cabana at number four at a 2.31. Steiners versus the Vampire Warrior and Dudley at 2.06. Then we get into the real shit of the shit. Bret Hart versus Disco Inferno at a 0.87. Colonel Nanachka versus Tina Ferrari from Glow at a 0.62. And rounding it out, coming into week three, that famous one from our first episode, that 45-minute classic between Tito Santana and Bob Orton, Big Fat Dud. So those are the eight matches we've watched so far.
Yeah, I didn't remember if anybody gave Orton and Santana a star, or even like a half a star or anything like that. But it's full on dud. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a universal dud.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. So I won't lie, we won't have anything. We might have a match that's pretty long tonight, but it won't be near as bad as that. So
well, I feel like the matches you picked tonight have a good shot of jumping up into the high top four. Pretty, I mean, maybe one, maybe not, but there's three on here that look like they could actually freaking be pretty incredible. So,
yeah, I got you. All right, so we're gonna start tonight with Owen Hart versus Jushin Thunder Liger, and it is gonna be from New Japan Pro Wrestling, sorry. And it's gonna be from April 26, 1991. So we're gonna pull that up right now, and. Is everybody paused on 1 second?
Yep. Queued up.
Yes.
Give me just a second. All right. And we will start the match in 3, 2, 1. Play.
Now, my first question would be, is Jushin Liger in any way affiliated with Jushin Ryger?
I think it's his cousin.
Poods fame.
They're first cousins.
Now, what about the Liger that's in Napoleon Dynamite? Any relation?
I don't know. I think they're all derivative of Luger, Lex Luger, to be a defeat.
Thunder Luger.
We were having a nice Luger. Time.
Lex Liger.
Jushin Thunder Lex Luger.
So Matt, your role tonight is every time Luger takes a bump, you make a Luger noise every time he takes a bump.
Wow.
For just
pretty sick fit on Owen here. That jacket was pretty swank.
Oh yeah, it definitely was.
Nice red jacket.
Yeah, a lot going on here.
Sorry. Have you guys ever watched any Liger in Japan matches? Because this would be the first time I've ever watched a Japan match with him.
Really?
Yeah. In Japan. Japan match.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of his recent stuff. I've seen like the bigger stuff he's had because I used to subscribe to New Japan World back when New Japan was worth watching. And there's a ton of good stuff with Liger. He's fantastic. And this is 1991. So, I mean, you're talking pretty close to peak Liger, if not peak Liger at this point. So.
And this is before he made it to the States, because I guess that first big match was with Pillman, right? In 92? Right.
Yeah.
Pretty athletic. I wonder if it's like a thing with the Hart brothers. They all say, like, Owen looks thicker than I'm used to seeing him here, I think. Unless it's like a thing with the Hart brothers that they, like, slowly get skinnier. Not really skinnier, but less thick as time goes on. Because Brett was kind of the same way in his early days.
Yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from. They get like more fit throughout their career for some reason.
Damn. So they cycled off the Canadian steroids.
Well, early Brett had like three chins when he first joined the WWF. Yeah. He had like a triple chin heart.
My three chins were the best there is, the best there was.
He literally labeled them. One, two, and three. Best there is, best there was, and best there ever was.
That's where the gimmick came from, was his chins.
That's gold right there.
As a child of the 90s, it always pops me Liger's very Power Rangers-esque outfits.
Definitely.
Get some points.
Yeah. So the reason I kind of came across this match is I kind of wanted to find something from Owen that I had never seen before. So I'm a real big fan of Owen Hart. So that's kind of what my thought process was in picking this match. So,
it's a good pick. Real good pick.
Liger was good around this time. So it was probably going to end up being a banger. And it's been pretty athletic and pretty quick pace so far. So
they're working their asses off.
Yeah, kind of grounding down a little bit now, but they're back at it.
Well, I didn't pay attention. Was this for a title? I didn't even pay attention.
I didn't notice.
Well, yeah, I didn't time to look up the old cage match.
Ooh, man, those knees to the gut are fierce.
Jake, any YouTube comments on this, Jake? I'm sure none of them are bad.
I'm browsing now. I'm taking a little survey.
I can't imagine there'd be any comments that'll be like funny or probably, you know what I mean? Unless they take it over seriously.
Yeah, Matt, Jake's purpose on these shows is to find funny comments.
Damn, that was a nice drop kick.
Oh, Jesus.
It's fired up, posing to the crowd. Seems to be some confetti or streamers or something on the outside.
That is a very Japan thing. Yep. Like on Crock and Roll, we watch a lot of Japan matches right now, and there's streamers everywhere. It's like all the
office they skirt do. When he brought the head shrinkers out, that's what looked like it was on the ground.
All right, so I'm on Cage Match. This door on Cage Match got 4.5 stars.
Oh, wow.
It's part of the New Japan Pro Wrestling Explosion Tour 1991, so it is not for a title. It's just a match. See if there's any comments in Cage Match.
Now, I do think Cage Match, the rating that he usually have is Meltzer, right?
Ow.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a bunch of different people that rank the match, and they just accumulate the total in it. I think. I could be wrong. Because I see the comments, and you look at all the rankings, and they match up to what's ranked on the side on the stars.
I'm going to go back for a minute. That's where it kind of had a sort of, oh, nice little roll up there. But Sean, are you aware that Waffle House, to go back to Waffle House for a second, do you know that that Waffle House is used as a metric during
Jake, your internet just went out.
Oh no.
No, you're good now. Go ahead.
But anyway, did you know that Waffle House is a metric they use during natural disasters? Speaking of Louisiana, like for hurricanes, they could tell how severe the damage is based on how many Waffle Houses have closed or open.
Well, Waffle Houses are never closed because they're already real run down and disgusting and gross, so they don't have to close because they're already run down and shit. So,
what did Logan tell you about our fans that also like Waffle?
Oh, you're alienating the entire South here.
You know, there are so many better places to eat in Louisiana than Waffle House. You guys have like such great food there, so I can't imagine going to a Waffle House.
All right, but you don't always necessarily want great food. If you're hungover or you're drunk as hell and you want good cheap food to sop up the booze, you go to Waffle House.
The best meal I've ever had was after WrestleMania 30, me and Lewis went to Waffle House in like Covington, Louisiana. It was the best meal I've ever had. See? Mostly because I hadn't eaten for like a bunch of hours before that. But
you know, sometimes you want some authentic street tacos, and then sometimes you want a cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh yeah. Okay,
two different experiences. Fine.
But I would still pick the street tacos because that's what I would more want to begin with. Like, if I had options that are in the area, I would go to the street tacos before I would go to maybe one of those other environments for tacos. Just saying.
The show is now sponsored by Del Taco.
Chipotle. Okay, Chipotle drip.
You want to talk about shit Mexican. You keep talking about your Del Taco. Anyway, back to the match.
So Owen was inspiring a young Pete Dunne by stomping the elbow into the ground there a minute ago.
There would be joint manipulation, though.
Yeah.
Is Owen British? Was Owen British in 1991?
I don't believe so.
is a huge Maple Leafs on his tights, so I'm guessing he's
probably... I mean, it could be British Maple Leafs, you don't know.
The famous British Maple Leaf.
Hey.
I like the jumping DDT limb work.
It sounds
here.
Like a doo-wop gang that Sean would have been in the 30s.
I'll see. See you? Okay. All right.
The British Maple Leafs.
Liger's facial serum.
Opening up for
leave
the
a little
tops.
Bit to be desired. Yeah. Sorry. That was a dad joke. I've been waiting.
You could sell those facials a little bit better in this match.
Yeah. I've been waiting to bust out that one the whole time since the match started.
Stupid mask.
So who's got better facials, Edge or Jushin Liger? You can't see his face.
Edge is a Hall of Fame level seller. I don't know what you're talking about.
I agree with you. Definitely Hall of Fame seller.
You know, it's nice that his stepbrother, W. Morrissey, is getting some shine and impact right now, too.
That is correct. Yes.
Former don't big you mean his son?
Son, well, son.
Well, they both look about the same age. W. Morrissey's looking pretty ragged nowadays. Drugs will do that to you.
That's a stiff little stump on the head right there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this match has been really good.
Yeah.
You think they went to Waffle House after this match?
What's the Japanese equivalent of Waffle House?
Let me see if they have Waffle Houses in Japan, just for you. I'll check.
I'm going to say no, but isn't Waffle House like only a U.S. thing?
I don't know.
I didn't even know if it's like out of the Southeast region thing.
Yeah, is it? The closest one to me is in Pennsylvania.
There is a Waffle House in the Kunajami district of Japan.
Yes. So they absolutely went to Waffle House after this.
Wow. Let's see what they get on you. Oh, but there's also a crazy chicken and waffles. Ooh, I'd probably go there before the Waffle House. Pancake House. Oh, you'll like this. A Pancake House Jacopo's. I don't know what that is. Good Day Coffee. Manoa Pancake House at Ion Mall, Okinawa Rycom.
Ow.
These all sound all right.
Yeah. And
Sean's the Sean said Dave Meltzer of Waffle House. He doesn't like the Waffle House here, but
and there is
he
a,
loves the one in Japan.
And there's a Waffle House in Japan.
There is a 4-star A&W Chatan restaurant. A&W.
So, yeah. Sick surfboard here.
What a submission.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I like that little Jesus. Jumping up and down. Ooh, that's awesome. Yeah, putting that grind on it.
My God.
The surfboard like popped me so much as a kid. Like if you played like the N64 games,
yep.
And you locked in the surfboard, like I would.
Oh, look at that!
Jesus Christ!
Age of the pendulum move.
Oh yeah, man.
Nope, nope, that's not what he's doing.
I think he calls that one the waffle iron.
The Kung Pao pancake.
The waffle is almost done.
Oh Jesus!
Here we go.
One. Hey, I tried to keep my mouth shut when we were talking about Japan Waffle Houses. So.
Yeah, you did. You, I was very proud of you.
I was waiting for
you. You did very well. I was very proud. I was waiting for the Prince of the Inappropriate to come out on Japan.
They have slowed considerably from the opening. They kind of had this hot opening. It's become a much more
drawn match. That was pretty good. That's great.
Smothered and covered.
What were you saying? It slowed down. Now they just think they heard Jake.
Oh, the boysenberry flapjack.
Oh, man.
Jake says it's slowing out. All of a sudden, he just turned it up.
They're listening.
They're listening to 1991.
Yeah, got their earpiece in.
Don't you ever talk about my lovable brother Owen that way.
Some asshole's going to be watching this match in 30 years. God damn it, we got to pick it up.
I will tell you, though, as thick as Owen is here, he's, I almost said thick as Logan, but I'm as thick as Owen is. That's Owen. He's pretty good.
Freudian slip. Yeah, my lovable son, Logan.
my lovable thick son, Logan.
Elijah's a pretty thick dude, too.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Jesus.
This is great.
After watching Bash 2000 the other day, I'm not sure that Mike Awesome's still alive after that suplex that Scott Steiner gave him. After that night.
Logan, I have watched Logan, as much as bad wrestling as we watched in the last year. Like, when I saw the matches for this, I almost didn't know how to react because I was like, oh, my God, these might be good. How am I going to shit on them?
I won't lie. I was kind of in the same boat when you approached me to fill in for this episode. It's like, wait, these actually look good on paper. How do I react?
Like, it's like somebody's ruining the gimmick of us watching these bad stuff, and I don't know how I'm going to react to this.
I was trying to break the chain.
There's simply not enough Jeff Hardy stumbling over himself.
Liger just missed a spinning heel kick, which is not a move you see people miss much, and it's kind of funny to see somebody miss it because he just
but it looked legit.
Roll
like it did.
Yeah, it looked cool, but it's just funny. Like you don't see it much. You just kind of rolled over. Like that's kind of a funny spot.
That was a good spot.
Oh.
I always think it's funny when they wear a mask and they punch them in the mask or throw them into the turnbuckle in the mask because it doesn't make any logical sense.
It's an impact.
No, Matt. I know Mike Awesome's dead at this point because he's on Grooney's Human Centipede of Suicides.
He's about to stone cold him.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh
no shit.
My good lord.
Oh, my goodness.
He tombstoned him.
I was waiting for that because somebody in the comments is like, oh, so he's always done the tombstone. He's always done the pile cover like that.
So he did a tombstone, then he did the Benoit headbutt.
Drop log on that stack of dimes.
the mask protected
Liger. It broke my damn neck.
Liger. I can call him Luger. Liger.
Stone Cold Jushin Liger. Just got his neck pressed in. Ooh.
Hey, Matt, if Luger had taken that tombstone, what would have that sounded like?
Oh!
No, he would have yelped twice because he would have yelped when he hit the move.
Oh, what?
2 points of impact. Oh, oh Jesus Christ.
Oh. I like that's how the ref was like, no, wait, don't. He like had his hand on his back, like, don't do it.
Fuck.
That's another spot you never see where they do that lift up there and do that. Well, you never see that.
No, because so look how Owen landed.
Damn neck.
I said, this match better end. And it's like 30 seconds left of the video.
Lord.
How have I never seen this match?
No shit.
This is great. I love he's grabbing the horns. Like, he's like,
yeah, yeah. Like, here we go. Oh. We're all waiting for
this. What are we doing here?
We know this is going to be the finish. So we're all waiting.
Oh! Oh my God.
Oh. Holy shit.
And that'd be it.
My God.
Wow. Wow. Holy so while we're all sitting neck. Ourselves, while we're all sitting ourselves, the match just ended with a top rope DDT that looked absolutely savage.
Fuck. Yeah.
That was awesome.
My God, that was ridiculous.
That was a hell of a 15 and a half minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he spiked his ass in that one.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
All right, Sean, what would you give that one?
Man. That might have been that's probably the most enjoyable match I've watched in a year. I almost struggle rating that, but you know what? I think I liked it. I'm going to go 4 stars. That was incredible.
Gotcha. Matt, what would you give it?
I'll go 4.25.
Okay. Ooh. Gotcha. Jake, what you thinking?
Four waffles sounds pretty good to me. Four.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it 4 waffles as well. Yeah, I mean,
4 all-star breakfasts. Yeah.
So, Logan, right, your first match right out off the bat has skyrocketed to the number one position of the matches we've watched so far.
That's
pick
awesome.
Some ringers.
Yeah. That fucking DDT from the top was incredible. Wow.
That's why I went the extra quarter star just for that DDT. No,
extra syrup on those Waffle House pancakes.
Yeah, that was the syrup on top of the waffle right there, the DDT.
But really, I was probably at about 3.5, and then they picked it up that last minute, and the finish was 6. So it kind of bumped it for me. So I'm in the same boat. It did. Yep. It definitely elevated it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Good first match.
Yep. All right. Now we're going to move on to a Brock Lesnar versus Batista match from OVW in 2001. So I'm going to pull it up now.
I had no idea they even had a match at any point in your career.
I didn't either. I just looked up OVW because I knew it would. I knew they'd have like a Cena or Orton match from way back or something like that, or you know, something crazy like this. So.
Because we need more Cena Orton matches to watch.
Well, yeah. I just meant in general.
Actually, this would be Prototype versus Orton. Okay, totally.
Please, for goodness' sake.
This one has a all ton right. of views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this does. This is from September 28th, 2001. So this is like right as the invasion's wrapping up. So this is weird to think that this is going on kind of within the same company as that at that point. So I'm paused on 0. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Locked and loaded.
Yes, sir.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. We get Batista skulking around the ring. Start out with his women, I guess.
Is that I think that's Jim Cornette's wife, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
No.
Batista could think about is the hot tub from the previous night.
That is. That's definitely Jim Cornette's wife.
Oh, boy.
Hey, he's with the Rosati sisters, apparently.
And pre-tatted up Batista. He's got the one tat, but...
Also pre-vegan Batista. Interesting to see.
What is up with the ring ropes? Like, this ring. That's...
I think I had better ring ropes on my trampoline as a kid.
Yeah, the like crease on Batista's back is like 4 inches deep. Like, where
is, and why is his ear so pointy? He looks like Spock. Like his ears are like, look how pointy his ears are in this match.
This must be during his health days.
He was going to be playing an alien in the future. So
he had the ear surgery, kind of like Rock had the tit surgery. Batista had the ear surgery.
Clipped him.
You see, his day job, he used to cosplay at like conventions and stuff.
Man, what a shame we didn't get this match in like 2004 or 2003.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a tragedy.
A little bit.
Yes, we're seeing Brock not in the UFC pants of the black that he wears in 02. So
yeah.
Weird seeing him in the maroon.
Yeah, it's weird.
Not even wearing any elbow pads or anything.
Mm-mm.
It's like Cody Rhodes and his knee pads.
This is the most low rent piece of shit.
This was filmed in like the.
Some.
This is worse than a bingo hall. This is like. It's like they took all the fire trucks out of the firehouse and put a ring inside the firehouse.
It's like a wrestling at a fucking flea market or something.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Like, there's literally, like, on one side of the ring, there's literally a wall right outside the rope. So if somebody got thrown that way, they may die.
I don't even like how these ropes have any give. It's like, when...
Come see the wrestling and get your bootleg DVDs on the way out here at the Ohio Valley Flea Market.
You're coming to see the NCAA All-American Brock Lesnar take on Leviathan.
This feels like the Gordon Solie Florida.
I was going to say, match. Gordon Solie joining the call.
It's like a 1940s newsreel. This just in.
This just in. Leviathan defeats Brock Lesnar for the OVW World Championship.
With the little like radio tower in the back. The radio tower. Beep, 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 beep.
X-tree.
You see, back in my day.
not a ton going on in this match so far. We had a lot of big man posturing.
Why is there a WB logo in the back?
Punching, clubbing. Maybe because they're syndicated shows on a WB network at the time. That'd be my guess. See, look at me. Yeah.
Start seeing Michigan J. Frog show up.
You don't remember the WB network when that was a thing?
No, I do remember that.
I'm feeling sorry for the guys that had the bang that's wife. Looking at her in that leather outfit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she is atrocious to look at.
Some of those ads are something they have in the background there. I think one of them's like a Chop Shop ad.
Jesus, this has 561 comments.
I feel like I should be waiting for like the tropey bear hug spot right now.
Ooh, the doo-wop shop, guys. Speaking of doo-wop.
By the time Brock comes in, he's got a pretty... I love his bear hug, like an 02.
Yeah.
He is a good bear hug. I don't know about here. Now, a funny thing about this, and they probably do it here too, but when Batista first starts, they really like emphasize calling him Batista instead of Batista. Mm-hmm. Batista, like, it drives me insane.
Oh, that was a nice little suplex there.
Yeah, I was just saying, then JR eventually calls him Bautista! Bautista!
Good God, look at the size of this man.
He adds a W to his name. B-A-W-T-I-T.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on in this match.
No. Is that referee Great Value or Earl Hebner?
Maybe.
It's Ohio's finest.
Ohio Valley Wrestling Earl Hebner. Mm-hmm. So Turl Hebner.
So any good comments on this one, Jake?
Nothing too. A lot of people are going Art Donovan in the comments about the weight, because apparently they said if we'd be listening to the commentary, they said Brock was 246 here, which apparently when he debuts, he's like close to 300. Yeah, 246 seems pretty slim for Brock Lesnar.
The ring itself, like the mat, looks like Andre the Giant's bed. It's like a big fat mattress in the middle of it. So bad.
It does. It looks like a trampoline.
Yes.
You see, Matt, this is the long-lost triplet of the Hebner brothers. This is Tim Hebner.
I see.
Tim Hebner.
Tim Hebner. Does he also sell bootleg merchandise out of the back of his truck?
Somebody put, this is more exciting than 3 hours of Raw.
They're not lying.
See, Matt, he's so Great Value. He bootlegs their bootlegs.
Oh God, that clothesline looked wrong.
that was a little green clothesline.
He hit him in the nipple. He didn't even hit him.
I think his nipple flew off.
It was a nipple lariat.
Take his titty off.
We should call the satellite shop and see if they're still in business.
Hey, Logan, Hebner has to begin with an E, so I think it's Eli Hebner, not Tim.
Okay.
It's Eli. Eli Hebner. Eli, Eric, and Earl.
Enos.
Enos is good. Oh, well, there you go. Nice little
that was a very there. That was a very flowery Irish whip.
Here comes the bomb fest. Here we go. Here we go.
That's the great part of them being green. They just stiff each other and they don't even.
Oh, man.
That ring kind of looks like it has no give either. Like they're just falling on it like it's cement.
Who's the Ethiopian blonde on the ring apron?
Ethiopian.
I believe that might be in. I'm just kidding.
It's a great value chastity from WCW.
Oh my God! Wow, that
was out of nowhere.
It was not the greatest beer I've ever seen in my life.
I can see why he didn't use it. Does he have contacts in?
Makeup. I think he's wearing eyeliner.
Yeah, eyeliner.
God.
You look like you're like Ted.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Brutality. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Poor Mrs. Cornette.
Oh, my God.
Cornette's wife
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Blind from Cornette's wife.
Good Lord.
And then no cucking going on this evening. My goodness.
And then he just grabbed the Ethiopian by the throat.
This match just went to 4 stars.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Good Lord.
My goodness, that was brutal. Jesus.
He just backhand slapped the ref right in the chest.
That's fantastic.
Poor Tim Ebner.
Oh, who's this?
That's, I don't know. Great Value Hugh Morris.
One of those guys. Isn't it one of those guys that went on to be like the Spirit Squad member or something?
Yeah, that was Mikey. I have no idea.
I will say this aftermatch is way better than the match we just
had. Oh, yeah, definitely. There's like 20 people in the crowd.
No, I'm still popping for him, freaking beating up Cornette's wife and the Great Value Chastity. That was great. Wow. All right. That was something.
Damn it, boy.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Sean, what would you give that one?
Don't start with me. I went first last time.
Jake, what would you give it?
I think I'll probably give this to Gentleman's too. They had some good power moves, but there are a few slow spots. Like Batista kept going to that kind of chin lock quite a bit. I feel like he didn't really know at times what he should be doing, so he just kind of went to the chin lock. I'm going to go two. Nothing really too spectacular there.
Yeah, I got you. Matt, what did you think?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. A very, very gentlemanly 2 stars.
Gotcha. Sean, what do you have now since you've heard
it? I was actually going to go 1.5, but the aftermatch takes it up to 2. That was pretty great.
Yeah, I'll give it a gentleman's 2 as well. Good power spots, but yeah, it was definitely kind of slow and plotting at points with a couple chin locks. But I had to pick one kind of bomb fest power match. So we'll get back to some real technical wrestling coming up here next.
Well, it was good to see Cornette's wife get what she deserved after
everything
she's done.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Now the king of the inappropriate is coming out.
No, she's not a very nice woman. I was just saying it was good to see her get her comeuppance.
Oh my God.
If rumor is true of what she does.
Well, this may have been before she wasn't very nice. That was in 2001.
Well, I think this was during, because I think she was doing it during the OVW. I think she was doing that during the OVW days when Cornette was running it.
I see. Yeah.
I gotcha. I mean, all right. Well, we're going to move on from that and move to our next match. We're going to do the Young Bucks versus Red Dragon. And Shayna Baszler is actually in Red Dragon's corner tonight. So Red Dragon is Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. Obviously the Young Bucks are Nick and Matt Jackson. I'm getting an ad on YouTube, so fuck me. But does everybody have it pulled up?
Yep, I'm ready.
Pulled up.
All right. And we will hit play in 3, 2, 1. And it is from I believe it's from the 15th anniversary show, or it's one of those numbers.
13th is what the
13th anniversary show. Okay.
So what year would this be in? Do we know?
2015, 2016, something like that.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, 13th would be, I think they started in 02.
Mm-hmm.
Matt is exactly right, 2015.
So this is only 6 years ago.
Right, yep.
And this is and this is for the ROH tag team titles. So.
Good math, Sean.
No, I'm talking about how, I'm trying to do the math in my head. You know what? Fuck you and your Waffle House.
Jesus Christ. Wow. There goes our demographic again.
You'd love it if it was Japanese Waffle House.
I can't believe it. You know what, Jake? I'll apologize to you. I never get mad at you, so I apologize for that. Fuck you. I never get mad at Jake. He's one of the nice people.
Look, you say what you want about me, but you leave Waffle House out of it.
So curious, what is, we don't talk much about AEW at all in any of our real circles or anything. So I'm curious, what is everybody's opinion on the Young Bucks in general? Because I see a lot of people are torn in their opinions.
I used to, like, during this time when they were in ROH, I thought they got a little grating with, like, the overuse of the super kick bullshit. But, like, now I think... And I haven't watched AEW in a while, but it feels like to me, just what limited stuff I've seen, they've kind of toned that shit down a little bit. Ooh. But and I'm very hit or miss on them overall.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I feel they are very good, but I just don't think that they're like the greatest tag team of all time, like some people act like they are.
No,
they are pretty innovative. Like one of the things I go back and forth on them, but I will say I think they're pretty innovative. With some of the stuff they do, it's I think some of it looks spotty and sketchy, but when it doesn't look spotty and sketchy, it's really good.
Yeah, I kind of have any strong opinions because honestly, I haven't watched them enough to really. I haven't watched a ton of Young Bucks stuff, if I'm being honest. I mean, I'm familiar with the, you know, what they're known for and everything, but.
Yeah, I feel like they were innovative, but I feel like they've kind of like stuck to what they have done the last few years, so they're kind of, you know. They're not as, you know, they don't break out stuff as crazy as they used to. But they're also older, so that makes sense.
Well, at some point or another, we'll get them on Highway to the Impact Zone if we continue that show. Because Generation Me or whatever they're called then.
Mm-hmm.
I do love me some Kyle O'Reilly, though.
Well, I love, they're a great team. I mean, so I had no idea that Baszler was even a... Was she part of, like, was she, like, their manager full-time?
I want to say it was just, like, sort of, like, because I was watching ROH at this time, and I'm trying to remember. I want to say that she was something, like, it was, like, she was, like, an outside enforcer type of thing. Like, in Red Dragon's Corner, I think.
But was she a wrestler in Ring of Honor? Like, I don't remember Baszler as a wrestler pre-NXT at all.
I don't think she ever wrestled in ROH. Like, I think she was, she might have just been breaking into wrestling at this point, but I think she was still doing, like, MMA stuff. Mostly around
I think this. I think this is right when she retires from mixed martial you know, leaves the UFC, and then I think this is kind of her jump off point. This is when she really starts training and doing that kind of stuff. You know, before she comes into WWE.
So does she have a wrestling career at all before she heads to NXT or no?
Like, yeah, she was.
Yeah, she had a couple of some independent matches.
Stuff. Okay. Yeah.
And she was in the World Wonder Ring Stardom, apparently. I'm looking at her wiki right now.
So she was in Stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think Red Dragon was doing a thing, too, for, like, the matches with the Bucks. Because I think they had a match, like, a year earlier at one of the joint New Japan shows where they had, what's his name, Tom Lawler in their corner for a match with the Bucks. So, like, I don't know if – I can't remember. If it was like storyline related, or if it was just like, hey, let's have these people show up because they're in town, or I don't remember.
There's a comment that says AEW versus WWE and Ring of Honors. I love it. I love the idea of calling it Ring of Honors.
Okay, so what's the deal with the Red Mask guys out there, Matt?
If I remember correctly, I believe that eventually leads to, I don't know if you remember the team Outlaw Inc. from ROH. I think that was them. It was Homicide and Eddie Kingston. They had a tag team in ROH for a bit. I think it led to that, if I remember correctly.
Ring of Honor used to be so good.
So this is when I really first started getting into it too. So this was this was like the best time.
Well, I mean, their early stuff was good, but their 2015 to like 17, I would say, was pretty, you know, before everybody left and all that. Right. It was pretty good stuff.
That was the mass exodus kind of did them in. Like, if you remember when they did the MSG show, they sold the tickets for that show based around the fact that Kenny Omega.
I know I was there.
Yeah.
I got lucky because I didn't have to pay for it because I would have been pretty angry if I had, to be honest with you.
They sold tickets for that show on the basis that, oh, Kenny Omega and the Bucks are going to be here. Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, it was the CJ White win the title. That's what we were there for.
Jesus Christ.
Come see Kenny Omega. Nope. Cody Rhodes. Nope. The Young Bucks. Nope.
First time I ever really hung out with JT, Jenny, or Scott, though, was that MSG card.
Yeah, I remember that being a pretty good show, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
We drank a bottle of Jack during that whole show. We drank a bottle of Jack.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Got to see Okada. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And Jushin Liger, actually, was there, too.
Yeah.
Was Jushin Liger.
Muda was on that show, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty good match.
Yeah. These two, these teams always had pretty. The match they had the year before at Hammerstein is really good. It's like a quick sprint. It's like maybe 10, 11 minutes, but it's like nonstop.
Are the tag titles? Ooh, that's a nice super kick. Are the titles on the line?
Yeah, the tag titles are on the line. Yeah. Red Dragon are the champs. So.
Red Dragon's the champs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where is this show taking place? There's like chandeliers on the roof and.
Yeah.
Wasn't that kind of the Ring of Honor staple that they're in those kind of places all the time?
A ballroom or something.
It's the Orleans in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, at least there's not like a bingo card up on the wall or a clock. Like that's the Punk match we watched.
There's no chop shop. It's like
B5.
And we have the great commentary trio of Nigel McGuinness, Steve Corino, and Kevin Kelly.
That is a good commentary team.
Yeah, I liked Corino on commentary.
Is McGuinness still? I mean, I don't watch UK NXT at all. Is McGuinness still commentating for them or no? Do we even know? He is. Okay.
He is. Yeah.
I had no idea he was open.
Yeah. There's a guy whose career. Should have been better. I mean, I remember watching him in TNA with his matches. I mean, he had matches against Angle. He was awesome, and he just was gone, just like that.
And then they fucking throw him in there with Abyss in 2010, and that was that.
Yeah. Yep.
That was the end of that. He had concussion problems, right? That was what ended his career?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he gets like a really bad concussion when he goes to TNA, and then he just retires.
Watch some of his matches with Daniel Bryan and ROH. You'll know why he had so many concussion problems. Jesus.
Same. You could say the same about Debra.
Yeah, really. Ooh.
Oh God. Oh. Don't you love it when you're on YouTube and you get a commercial right in the middle of a goddamn match?
Sure do.
Did everybody at least get the skip ads button?
I think we all got
I did.
Okay.
I didn't get a skip ad button.
Okay.
I'm ad free so far. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
I'm at 9:16. I got to pause.
Okay.
All right. I'm at 9:16.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
shit.
There's going to be another one coming up in a minute. I can already see the yellow.
Maybe even this was before the Bucks got really super kicky, because it feels like there was a period there, like where they were just like the entire like 20-minute match would be super kicks.
Wasn't 2017 when they took on the Hardys in that ladder match the night before Mania? Right?
Yeah, that was 17.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So they really hot. I think 17 was a super hot year for them, right?
Yeah. I saw them at a house show for ROH in That must have been 2016. And I mean, the crowd was just fucking nuts for him.
Man, the main event of this card is a four-way between Jay Briscoe, Hansen, Michael Elgin, and Tommaso Ciampa. I bet that was a fucking stiff fest.
What's a Hansen?
Hansen is Ivar in the
Ivar from the
Viking. Got it. Yeah, War Machine. Yeah,
War Machine.
They sang a Mbop, Sean.
I did know that. That's why I was asking. What Hansen are we talking about? I forgot about the War Machines.
This card's pretty good, actually. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. Oh, Jay Lethal face Alberto Del Rio for the TV title.
Oh, shit. Really?
AJ Styles versus ACH.
I may be a little bit ahead of y'all because I didn't get the ads, but Kyle O'Reilly had the arm bar and he looked like he was just a cup in his hand.
I saw that. Yeah.
He looked like he was making sweet love to his arm.
No, he's playing his air guitar.
Fuck your elbow.
My God. This match is fit. This is good shit, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. My God.
Is Bobby Fish even wrestling still, or is he hurt again?
He seems like he's always out for it. Like, he's almost like a non-factor at this point.
I know he's older. Like, I think he's in his 40s, isn't he?
Yeah, he's super old.
It's like the Simon Gotch of the Undisputed Era, man.
He's no young buck. He's an old buck.
He's definitely not a young buck.
He's an old buck. Oh, God.
He is 44 currently.
Yeah. How old? He's 34?
Oh, my God.
44. Really? Bobby Fish is 44?
Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
Kyle O'Reilly, on the other hand, is 34.
Kyle O'Reilly, he had a good match last night on NXT.
So I just got my ad, and guess what it's for? Taco Bell.
Well, no.
White Claw.
Taco Bell does like to put ads in great things, so.
It was super fast, though. Like, both ads lasted a total of, like, it almost looked like subliminal messaging. It was
Taco
so
Bell,
fast.
Buy it!
Yeah, it was like, Taco Bell, White Claw, back to the wrestling.
don't tell me. Are they really going to do a Meltzer driver on the freaking floor?
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. No way. Jesus
Christ.
Oh, no.
Oh, that
this
was
just getting in poorly.
That's kind
what
of.
What do you want him to do? Break his neck?
Yeah, that was botchy. That was terrible.
They did in the Liger match.
Yeah, Owen killed. Yeah, okay, yeah, they did a Liger. Well, that was
apparently
botchy.
Kyle O'Reilly's not Jushin Liger. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, see, Owen Hart attempted murder on Liger, so Liger did it back by doing that DDT at the end.
True.
Bill Watts would be vomiting at the amount of padding on the outside of the
screen. Choke him up!
There's like a really dirty rug on one side of it. Or the carpet, you know. Really nasty.
Well, here, we're not going to have any padding on the outside of the ring because this is legitimate wrestling.
That's how that
WCW works.
So while we're talking this match, we just saw Japan. I just got a follow on Twitter from an account from Japan. And in the translation, it says, I'm interested in sake, rice bars, nightlife, hot springs, music and pro wrestling, occasional castles, history, art. I have a lot of hobbies. So apparently someone was listening to us during our Japan match.
I need to ask, what's an occasional castle?
I don't know.
Sean, you got my email.
It says occasionally castles is what it says.
All right. I was going to say.
So it translates that his name is Matt, is Matt's 5150, and he's got a profile picture of Roddy Piper, but he's from Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Here we go. Man.
Jesus.
I remember when I went to that occasional castle.
Yeah, there's the dirty carpet.
He just DM'd me about the Waffle House in Japan.
That was the name of my ska band.
What, the dirty carpet?
Yeah.
My sister-in-law has a dirty carpet.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Lost another listener there.
Logan's stepping up his game on inappropriateness, and someone has to do it tonight.
I was going to say, here
it
comes
my fault. I brought the dirty carpet back up. I do apologize.
There's a comment, I'm assuming, talking about Shayna Baszler, and they called her Sharon Corbin.
Oh, God. Hey, Matt, why don't you clean your carpet once in a while?
Oh, my God. Can we not refer to it as a carpet? Jesus Christ.
This is a family show.
Family show. Listened to by all the Waffle House.
Damn it, we have more.
He's gonna hit the chandelier. Oh!
He just did a fucking falcon arrow from the top rope.
Oh,
Jesus!
Look, I'll be honest with you. That finisher sucks. I hate that finisher. Where they do that little.
I kind of like him. I like all these super athletic guys doing this crazy stuff with this fat ref. It kind of pops me. Like, he's just watching these guys like, man, y'all are crazy. Like,
I couldn't do like, that shit if I tried.
Like, I don't know. I guess you're just, you don't often see a husky ref, you know?
It looks like a 33-year-old Sean trying to ref a match.
He looks like a guy.
I gotta say, it's like looking in a fucking mirror.
Yeah.
You know, like, usually they get, like, guys who look like jockeys to be refs, and they got this big guy. It's just kind of different than what you're used to.
Don't you ever insult Todd St. Clair like that.
I'm not insulting. I mean,
I'm just playing. Man.
This pod's never coming out.
He's like their head referee, so.
It's just not something you see all the time.
Do you guys not think that move is stupid? What, that little suplex kick? No, it's not to the head. He kicks like his lower back.
Yeah.
It's a terrible ending. Terrible ending. Good match, bad ending. Dumb finisher.
We got it.
All right.
Talk how you really feel.
All right. So since Sean doesn't want to go first, Matt, what did you think of that one?
Yeah, the finish wasn't the best. It looked like they kind of fucked something up there. So it was really good, though. I'll go 3.5.
Gotcha. Jake, what about you?
Yeah, I'm probably in the same boat. Not to sound like old man like JR or something, but sometimes a little bit of the no selling of everything, like they kind of move so quick sometimes that it kind of just seems like going spot to spot, but it was super fun. So I went 3.5 too.
Gotcha. Sean, what's your thoughts?
No, I thought the match was fantastic. It was really good. I didn't like the finisher too much because of the move, as I've stated 100 times already that Matt already pointed out to me. But I will still go 3. I still go 3.5 on it. I'll go 3.5.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'll stick with you guys. 3.5 seems pretty good. Just a solid tag between two great teams.
Now, what does that average out to for a match rating?
3.5.
3.5.
So it is now the number 2 best match we've watched, right behind the opener that we saw tonight. So,
Logan, I must say, I do appreciate you picking good matches when I'm on a podcast, unlike some people on this call.
Now, wait a minute.
I did it just for you.
Souza. By the way, hey, just for the record, because he gives you good matches here, just remember every 2 weeks he gives you Impact. I just want you to remember that, okay?
You know, that's a great point.
Had to ruin it.
But it is still better.
You know,
than
we were having a moment, Sean.
It's still better than what I give you, though, Souza. Oh, good that's point. Not true.
I haven't given anything minus 100 stars on this show yet. So
that is correct.
Can't get pissed at the matches, so you're pissed at something.
I picked it 2 months ago, totally thinking that Matt was going to be on the episode.
That's the type of foresight you have to have to be a host of a podcast.
When you thought it was going to be your turn and you screwed up 2 months ago.
No, I just listed what I was going to pick. I didn't think it was my turn.
Nah, you've done good tonight so far. Very good.
I got you.
Very good.
All right. So we'll take our break.
You want to take a break? You want to cut the recording real quick?
Yeah. We'll just 54 minutes if you want to mark it. I mean, I guess you could listen to it, but whatever. All right, I'm going to go pee real quick, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I should have to pee. Man, this goes by so quick.
That's why it's fun to do, man. You just roll with it and just go, and you're done in like an hour and a half tops.
What's this last match?
This one's 30 minutes.
Oh.
So you've never watched Lucha Underground?
No, never watched Lucha Underground, ever. I've seen like clips of it.
You cut out
spots.
Okay.
I've seen like spots and stuff, but I've never watched like sat and watched a whole show or anything.
So I've never heard of Dante Fox, but Logan told me the other guy is Swerve Scott from NXT.
Man, how long ago? Yeah, I was like, Lucha Underground was a minute ago by now. I mean, it seems like it wasn't that long ago, but I'm sure by now it's like 4 or 5 years.
At least.
2017, it says.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember where it might be on. Like, I know this show's on repeat, and I think it might be on, is it Tubi? It might be on, it's on one of those Tubis or
Pluto. Yeah, I'm sure you could find it somewhere. Things.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could find it pretty easily if you wanted to. Start looking at these comments. Somebody's really into it. That was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen. Lucha Underground is my shit.
Yeah, I read some comments on this match. A lot of people said this is probably one of the best matches they've ever seen, but let's see. Lucha Underground. Well, yeah, it's on Tubi for free. On Tubi.
Tubi?
Tubi.
I have so much stuff I want to watch wrestling wise, but right now I'm watching WCW for whatever reason. I've been
Lucha Underground is definitely worth it.
Yeah, if I like this match, I might go back and watch it. I'm sure I'm gonna like this match because it looks.
Awesome. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say there's not a ton of it, huh?
There's like I think it's 4 seasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it full seasons, like 20-some episodes full, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they each end with, like, this is from Ultima Lucha Trace, so each one has an Ultima Lucha at the end, and it's just, like, their, I guess you could say their WrestleMania or whatever. That's when they put on, like, the really big matches and stuff like that. And it's usually spread out over, like, 4 nights. So this is, like, this was night one of Ultima Lucha Trace, so they're actually... a couple more nights, and that these two guys actually come back and win the tag titles or the trios titles like the third night, I think. So
like together.
Mm-hmm.
After they beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. I'll kind of go into the feud when we
talk. Yeah, you're definitely gonna have to educate me tonight on
that. Okay. Are y'all ready to kick back in?
I don't know if Matt's back yet.
I am
back. Yeah, I don't know if...
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know Suze was here.
Yeah, I had to go clean the carpet for a minute.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think that thing would need holy water at this point, so...
it definitely needs something.
Needs an old priest and a young priest.
Yeah. Needs to be exercised. Like, exercise.
Oh, Jesus. Now the power of Christ compel you.
Hit it with the kill shot.
I hate her so much. Just hate her.
Jesus. We hadn't picked up on that.
Sean was fantasizing about Cornette's wife being a sister-in-law.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of similarities.
That was what was going on there.
There's a lot of similarities in those appearances, by the way.
Now it all makes sense. We've peeled the onion.
We need to make like a GIF and like superimpose her face onto.
That'd be great. Christ. Oh God! All right, I'm ready to cut back in.
Yep. Let's peel some potatoes. Toss some salads.
All right, so geez, shut up, Sean.
I didn't say anything. That was
you laughed though.
Of course I laughed because it was fucking funny.
Damn you for laughing at something that's funny.
Everybody, shut up.
I hate Conan so much, but when I hear Jake do Conan, it's very funny.
All right, so we're going to head into our fourth match, and it is going to be our main event because it's kind of a long match. It is going to be Dante Fox versus Killshot from Ultima Lucha Trace from Lucha Underground. So, is everybody have it pulled up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pulled up.
All right.
And pulled out. And we will...
Stay now.
All right. So, we will hit play in 3, 2, 1. All right. So, the Killshot and Dante Fox, they were brothers in the army together. So, they were kind of buddies, big buddies in the army. And, I believe it was Killshot that left Dante Fox for dead and just kind of left him there. So Dante Fox kind of reemerges in Lucha Underground to get revenge on Killshot. So that's the.
So is Killshot the heel?
Yes, because he kind of left him there for dead.
With a name like Killshot, I mean.
Yeah. So Is there anything about this lovely ring announcer that we just saw, or is she just a regular ring announcer? Is there anything else to her?
She just really overpronounces everybody's name. So she's like,
I'm Killshot.
Oh, man, look at that
ring. A lot of blood. Jesus. Yeah. What's going on in there? Wow.
Yeah, their budget wasn't very high, so they didn't have, like, laundry detergent to rewash the mat every show. So
Bob Horton wasn't wrestling tonight.
I don't even hear this girl, and you can see by the way she moves in her mouth that she just overdoes everything.
Yeah.
And aren't the storylines super intricate in Lucha Underground? Yeah. Not like intricate, but it's very
crazy.
Storyline focused and stuff.
It's very like action movie type stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I would love that. That sounds like right up our alley.
I watched the first season. I fell off after the first season.
Oh, really?
I love the first season. Mm. This is what, no, it's season really three good. This is from?
Yeah, this is Ultima Lucha Trace, so it's from the first season.
And like very cinematic, right? Like with the camera angles and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The backstage segments are basically shot like it's a movie.
All right. So this was done. Wasn't the guy who directed From Dusk Till Dawn the guy who created this or whatever? I think.
I think it was his TV channel, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
El Rey Network.
El Rey Network. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So this is a Hell of War match. So it's basically a best two or is three stages of hell, basically. But this first stage right here is going to be a first blood match, and then the second one's no DQ, and then the last one is called a medical evac match, which is basically just...
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, airlift.
So Logan, you did share... I mean, obviously, we know who Killshot is because he told us. I wouldn't have had a clue unless you told me, which is great to know. So yes. He is the current... North American champions were Scott. That's who that is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Dante Fox, I've never heard of him. Is he anywhere now, or does he do anything?
He was on the AR Fox.
AR Fox, yeah.
Yeah. AR Fox.
Dragon Gate and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so. he was mostly like Evolve. I don't think he ever went to ROH or anything like that.
So no NXT or anything like that?
No, he never.
Not to my knowledge.
It doesn't look like
the look. I like the look of Lucha Underground. Like,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, there's a look to it. I wonder if these. Do you know if these are streaming anywhere?
Yeah, they're on Tubi.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah, they watch it for free on the Tubi app. Jesus. Yeah. So Tubi's like a great value Pluto.
Yeah, so the really funny thing about this is they have Ultima Lucha Traces, or all the Ultima Luchas are over a couple of nights usually, and these guys actually come back a few nights later and win the Trios Championships with Willie Mack.
Wow, really? Wow. With Willie Mack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow, Susan. There we can relate to Willie Mack.
There you go. Yeah. So basically, this Ultima Lucha, it's basically like their WrestleMania, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah. So, each season they end it with an Ultima Lucha, which is just where they kind of blow off everything.
Yeah. So they do that last episode of every season? That's what they do is close out the season? They do that?
It's usually like the last three, I'd say. Okay. It's usually broken up into about three parts. So, like, the main event of the fourth part of this one is it was Prince Puma, which is Ricochet, versus Johnny Mundo, which is John Morrison. So, and it was for the Lucha Underground Championship, and Prince Puma won.
I'm definitely going to go check that out.
Mm-hmm. And then after the match, Pentagon Dark, what's his name at this point, but that's Pentagon Jr., he cashed in his champ. There's a mid-card championship that you can cash in to get a title shot, and he actually beats Prince Puma after that. So, it's really good. If you haven't checked out Lucha Underground, I'd definitely give it a watch.
Who's the commentary? Is that Vampiro?
Yes, Vampiro and Matt Striker. God, that's the only distractions.
There's someone that's the only distraction. He didn't age very well, did he?
No. he actually, during season one, he wrestles, actually.
Oh, God.
He has a match with Pentagon. He has a fucking death match with Pentagon.
Yeah, with like, they fucking murder
light tubes and shit.
It looks like he lost that match based on the picture I just saw.
Yeah,
I always remember like in Vampiro when they're like introducing him in WCW and Tenay's like given his normal like background. He's like, he also performs in a hardcore punk band.
He hangs around with the Misfits.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can tell you, Wrestling God Death to the Smarks would tell you to not watch this match. There is a like 400 word comment about CTE bomb into the
a concussion going on in that shot.
Wow.
But yeah, sorry, go ahead, Jake.
I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna read it. I mean, maybe we'll see. It's a 30 minute match if we what he's trying to talk about, but it's,
you can probably read it out.
Maybe I'll do it towards the end so we can see if our thoughts match Wrestling God, period, Death to the Smarks, exclamation point.
Jeez.
What a name.
What a name.
Is that on his birth certificate? That is Christian name?
I'm trying to... It looks like his avatar is Greg Valentine. I can't see it too well.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's ironic because it takes you 20 minutes to read his fucking comments.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, God.
His ass like bounced on that. Mm. There's some negative comments here, I would say. Very polarizing.
I've never heard of negative comments on YouTube. Unheard of.
Or on any pods that we do.
Honestly, almost every other match we've watched, it was a lot of, I don't know, on the Batista match, it was just like, oh my God, Brock versus Batista. This never happened. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Good Lord.
Where's this been?
They are not paying y'all enough for that, man.
No. That man's tailbone just disintegrated. God almighty.
Where's Dante going? Gonna go take a shit. Oh no.
Oh, he's getting a pane of glass, you guys.
Oh, well, that'll make you bleed. Yeah.
Mm. Even if you have a mask on.
Mm.
My God.
This is a different kind of lucha than Conan, I'm figuring out.
There ain't no rolling clothesline in this son of a bitch.
No.
No tossing salads, none of that.
No peeling potatoes.
Nope. No strawberries.
That cop's like, please, no. Don't do it. That guy's breaking.
He's like telling, he's making the ref help him.
What are you doing?
Put it over there.
Help me out, goddammit.
Yeah, so the like GM or like the guy that runs this name is Dario Cueto. He's like the GM character on the show, and he is absolutely fantastic.
He's great. I think he was a real actor, right? Like he wasn't like wrestling or anything like that.
No, yeah, he was like a real actor. That's, I guess they felt like they had to get him to kind of pull off the soap opera-iness of it all as it went on.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Valiant's gonna run under that glass table.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you don't see this in Crockett.
What the hell?
Oh!
But he might be hoping that a woman's going to come defecate on him while he's under. Which is the famous rumor of Jimmy Valiant.
We need a glass bottom boat ride on this pane of glass.
Best thing Jimmy Valiant ever did was that.
This is gonna end poorly.
Oh my God. Oh!
Jesus.
Oh. My God.
Kevin Nash would not approve of this match.
Oh, could you imagine Kevin Nash in this match?
Oh, you're going to pay me for that bump.
I mean, I'll go through a pane of glass, but you got to pay me a little extra. I mean, it's all about the money, man. I if you pay me enough, I'll go through pretty much anything.
Fucking cactus and salt. I'll do that too.
Oh, good.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I still can't get over how much blood stains are all over that mat. That's just gross.
Yeah,
I mean, it's fantastic.
I mean, after the first Ultima Lucha, the only one I've seen, yeah, that's pretty commonplace. Right. Apparently, it looks like in later seasons, they didn't change much, whereas pretty much every match was some sort of bloodbath.
It adds so much ambiance. So like Jake said earlier, it's kind of like the look, but it kind of adds to it, you know?
Yep. Like the literally underground type of thing. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, like it's like
Starrcade 85 by the end of the main event. When they bleed in every match.
Ooh. Like wrestling Bloodsport. That's what it looks like. Mm-hmm. You ever seen the movie Bloodsport?
Go on.
It's like, help me put the pane of glass on the chairs, you stupid ref.
Yeah, can we hurry up and get someone through it? Just kidding.
This is I think you're really about good. To get your wish there.
Yeah. Give it a minute.
It's almost nice crazy. Tension, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely.
Waiting, like,
look, you don't bring out a pane of glass unless somebody's going.
Yeah, it's like Chekhov's glass, makeshift glass table.
Chekhov's sugar glass.
So I saw Taya Valkyrie's in this too, right? Because I guess
this is where her and Johnny met. So
yeah.
Oh no. Oh God.
This is going to end very badly, isn't it? Is it Brian Cage and Lucha Libre? Mm-hmm. Isn't he in here too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is. And Jeff Cobb actually played a character in this too, so he was in there for a little bit.
See, I love all those guys. I need to go back and watch this. Oh my God.
Oh, oh Jesus.
Oh, that'll do it.
Looks like he got the kill shot this time, guys.
Oh my gosh.
And holy the blood.
Jesus.
All right, so that's the first fall.
That was five star first fall.
Good God!
Should be like that Flair Hogan first blood where he's like telling little Nate where he's like, "Don't stop it for incidental blood or whatever," and they like do a pin.
I was gonna say, Matt, this is much better than any two or three fall we've seen on Crack and Roll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You think so?
Especially ones you were on.
Weird.
Oh, man. Wow.
I don't know. It's no Flair Wahoo. I mean.
Yeah, so anytime it's my turn, I'm probably going to pick at least one Lucha Underground match. So just be ready.
Oh, look at Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Do you think that was shoot glass, Sean?
No. Wow.
I don't know, but everybody's cut. Well, I feel like sugar glass, if you hit it wrong, could even cut you, I would think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's been so long since I've seen blood in a match. This is, it's weird, right? I'm not used to it anymore. Mm.
There's no laws in Lucha Underground, Sean.
Literally.
I mean, most of the blood I see now is when old timers are blading and they're very blatant about it in the matches I watch. This is great.
Like Jimmy Valiant.
Yeah, like Jimmy Valiant. Yeah.
Aged hippie.
Luchasaurus is actually in this season of Lucha Underground. I think he's in this season and the last one. So
before Lucha Underground, he was just known as Saurus.
No, he was actually. He was actually part of something called the Reptile Tribe, and his name was Vibora, so.
I'm sorry, did you just say the Reptile Tribe?
Yep, there's a rabbit tribe and a reptile tribe, so.
Ah, so naturally, if there's a reptile tribe, there's a rabbit tribe.
The rabbit tribe features coked out Paul London. Oh my God!
Jesus!
Wow! Oh God.
So what's the second fall now? Oh, he's just a pin him.
No DQ.
Okay. It's just like no DQ. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he gonna throw him off the top of this building by the third fall?
So let me get this straight. One can only the first match was first blood, and now is that Matt Stryker next to Vampiro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
It was before he had hideously long hair.
Oh, God. How is he still alive?
These two guys are, they're beating the shit out of each other. Dante Fox holding his ass as he no longer has a tailbone, as previously stated.
Picking glass out of his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor ref. He needs fucking gloves over there to count where the glass is.
Yeah, really. Just count like a fucking boxing ref. You don't have to hit the mat. Even that ladder looks dingy as fuck.
Yeah, so Logan, is it all the same wrestlers every season, or some of the wrestlers go? Like, is it rotating, or what is it? An episodic? Or
a lot of the main guys stay around, but oh my god, a lot of the main guys stay around. Like Killshot's around the whole time. Willie Mack is the Mack in this, and he's around for most of the seasons, I think. But yeah, a lot of the top stars stay around, but kind of some of the lower tier guys kind of fade in and out.
So how many title? I know I've seen the what's it called? Their main title? I forget what it's called.
The Lucha Underground Championship.
Yeah. No, I know it's like, I thought it was something else. It's like this big, huge, gigantic like belt, right?
Oh, the Gift of the Gods. That's kind of like
the Gift of the Gods belt. Yeah, that one. So is that their secondary title or their main title?
That's their secondary title.
Okay. So they have a main title, secondary title, a tag title, and a trios title?
No, they just have a trios title. They don't have a two-guy tag team title.
And they, have a women's title, too?
No, they do not have a women's title. Okay. The women usually, a lot of the times, fight the men in this. So it's Yeah. Because if you know who Sexy Star is, she actually is the world champion at one point.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't know Lucha Underground was this violent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't watch this one with the kids.
No. Or if you're of the faint heart. Those of you with weak constitutions.
So when I figured out that they were signing Killshot in WWE, I got super pumped because I remembered how good he was in these matches.
I can see why.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. That last one is brutal.
Some Dragon Ball Z shit.
Oh, God. Oh.
I kicked out at one.
Oh, he hulked up.
Doesn't work for me, brother.
After getting kicked in the head several times,
he foxed up.
Dante Hogan.
Dante Hogan.
Dante Hogan.
Oh Jesus!
Oh Christ!
Oh,
no. Look at his face, man. That face. Oh, is like,
man. Oh. You should probably wear a shirt in a match like this.
Yeah.
Just bad strategy.
Note to self. Next time we have one of these.
You're going to use glass. There's barbed wire. Probably should wear a shirt.
Yeah, Logan, this man, even the ref is like, oh, shit.
He just throws up.
Like, good God.
Poor woman.
He just pukes.
We just came here to have a nice time at the wrestling matches.
Well, it's like another thing about this, though, is like filmed in some warehouse in like East LA or some like kind of rundown building.
Oh!
I like that he lifted him up by his like pants and then lifted him up like ripped his pants up.
Oh.
Wow. What a visual right there.
My God. All right, so the last stage is going to be it's called
look at that. Freaking back.
Evac match. Oh, my God.
All right, two falls down.
How is this show still not on the air? This is way better than anything I've seen in a long time.
I think the big problem was that it was on El Rey Network, and literally nobody got that channel. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I think they were only on, like, DirecTV, maybe.
Yeah.
What a shame. It's like a California like regional channel or something, right?
That's how I saw season one is because I had DirecTV at the time.
And yeah, we got
this channel.
Did Netflix pick? Oh my God!
They just picked up like a back catalog though. They
yeah.
Didn't oh, okay. I
thought they never greenlit another season.
Okay. What a shame.
They had bad money problems too. Like that, they barely put on the fourth season. So I mean, it's it really struggled to.
Is that how many they ended up doing? Four.
Yeah, four was. Yeah, this is the next to last season. So yeah, there's one more after this.
It's a real shame. This is good shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so this is basically a stretcher match, the third fall.
Yeah.
Medevac match.
The medical.
1,000 pardons.
I think it's an ambulance match where they got to be put in the ambulance and taken away or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, no, I believe a helicopter has to lower into the arena.
Imagine that. That's how more killers coming route. Next.
The U.S. Coast Guard.
You must wheel your opponent to the helipad.
Man, his back is just like a mural of blood. Oh, he just tried to throw the chair at him.
They just advertised the Eric Eel serial killer movie that comes on after this episode, oh, apparently.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's all El Rey Network was like Lucha Underground, Bruce Lee movies, and murder shit.
Sounds right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Like, even the ring post shots just look... everything looks super realistic. Well, because it is. But
those aerial shots are awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it was incredible what they could do with, you know, they didn't get a huge budget, so.
So, Logan, is there more violent matches in this one than what we're watching right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything
like I said, Pentagon's in, it's the like... Pentagon Vampiro match is unspeakably violent.
Oh, oh my God.
Well, I love the Pentagon. Oh! Oh!
That didn't feel good.
Like they, I think they ended up using like light tubes and fire and shit in that match, if I remember correctly.
Wow, this is like ECW on steroids.
Wow.
Oh my God! Oh,
what the hell was that?
There was like a chunk of his back on the.
Was it flesh?
God,
I think it was.
When are we starting the
broken clown nose? What the fuck was that?
When are we starting the Lucha Underground rewatch pod?
I will absolutely do that if anyone's in.
I'll have to figure out which one I'm going to cancel to do it.
Hepatitis Underground. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Commissioner Cowboy Bob Orton.
God, I wish they would.
He's going to like roll him off a gorge like Homer Simpson.
Don't!
I'm queuing up season one tomorrow. I'm buying into it, Logan. You got me hooked.
Now it's not all this violent, but it's still pretty awesome.
Well, it doesn't all have to be this violent, but I get it. I like the whole like aura of it. It doesn't have to be that violent, but
they are good wrestlers too.
They it's are,
like,
yeah.
Because a lot of deathmatch stuff is just like slop ass, like dudes just hitting each other with light tubes. Like they are breaking it up with like actual wrestling. I mean. I guess more like spots, but you know, they're obviously like talented wrestlers. Mm-hmm. It's not
oh my God.
Like shit like this.
No.
It's not like beer gutted Sandman hitting you with canes and
yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Ian Rotten and Hack Myers or something.
Yeah, yeah. Balls Mahoney.
May he rest in peace.
Most of those guys are resting in peace.
I'm amazed that these two aren't at this rate.
Yeah, I love how Swerve's the one that or Killshot's the one that lost the first blood match, and yet Dante Fox is the much more bloody guy.
Yeah, he's like a tinge of red now.
Oh man.
I will tell you, I
hope this man got proper medical care after this.
I have a whole new level of respect for Swerve Scott, though.
No, he's awesome.
Yeah.
They should spend, like, the last 5 minutes just, like, chain wrestling.
Oh, no. There's another glass pane.
Oh, why? More glass.
So, Like, so that just magically appears because you know there's not going to be a big spot happening on that, right?
My God.
They start doing some catch as catch can real quick.
That looks like the match ender right there, I would probably say.
It's first fall, first blood. Second fall, ambulance match. Third fall, European rules.
One of the falls should have been death because that's what.
Immolation. This is the first immolation blood. Fall.
First blood, last blood.
Okay. So there, another thing about Lucha Underground is they always had a house band on every episode. So they would just be up there playing, like, you know, crazy Latino music. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're going up.
I want to see that big giant one in the back, whatever that is, that bass guitar, whatever it is, whatever someone said. Look at that big giant.
A cello.
It's like a cello.
Cello.
Oh, I like that Pentagon shirt.
God, he's got the.
Jesus. Gotta hang him.
My God.
Don West would have a heart attack commentating this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he would have been dead already.
Can you believe it? Who's that guy just standing there smirking? He's trying to hold a smile in. While
I'm just
watching.
In the band, man.
Is that Jeff Hammond?
I don't know.
He's watching
you gotta be kidding me.
Don't do it.
Oh, Jesus. Good God almighty.
My God, this is the ending of Scarface.
Ricky Valance is still playing his guitar. Why this guy just went through? My God.
Say hello.
What do we do? Do we play? What do we do?
What would you do? Like, I wouldn't know what to
do. The cucaracha.
This motherfucker's dead. Play a song.
I love the jungle jeep right there. That's a nice little touch. I know it's probably the ambulance. It looks like a jeep.
He's gonna run him down with the Humvee.
looks like it came right out of Predator. Hey Matt, this could be a spinoff of Piece of the Action. You call it Piece of the Action Lucha Underground.
Mm.
Do a wrestling pod.
Yeah, I was like, you could do a wrestling version.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was like, Andy has a wrestling version of all of his shows now, so you could just kind of.
Mm. I mean. It kind of fits.
It's a piece of Lucha Underground.
My goodness, the level of violence we have witnessed today.
Gordon Sully's drunk self.
My God,
his back is wearing the crimson mask.
My goodness.
He has a crimson hero.
I'm going to need another shot of whiskey to get through this match. My goodness.
You are watching a brutality that has never been seen before on the RA Network.
Farm.
Even the ambiance of the ambulance is just fantastic. The way it looks dingy and dirty and old. Yeah, look at
him. He's in the fucking, like, from fucking MASH unit.
Yeah. That's the end, right? That's it. It's over.
Alan Alda's driving the fucking jeep.
It's Colonel Clink.
Colonel Clink. The ref goes, can't afford anything Clink.
Else, but God damn it, we got Alan Alda.
Oh, man.
Take him to the hospital.
Give him some stitches, please, before this man bleeds out.
Yeah. This guy,
innovation, man.
That one guy was very somber, clapping. Very somberly clapping.
I feel like this is a quick Tarantino wrestling. That's what it reminds me of. So good.
Not enough gratuitous foot shots.
No.
For it to be Tarantino wrestling.
Like 50 minutes of dialogue. Like,
needs more samurai swords.
Yeah. I like how if I don't know if y'all caught it, but it's real quick, but it said something was furnished by Bagel Bites. I love them being sponsored by Bagel Bites.
That was the post show meal.
That was catering. Yeah.
It was like something furnished by Bagel Bites.
We're gonna celebrate with some Bagel Bites and those barrel juices like every kid gets.
You know, the Huggies or whatever.
The fucking barrel. Jesus. Exactly what you're talking about. That's fucking hilarious.
The next death match is going to be sponsored by Krispy Kreme. It's
Taquitos.
Waffle House.
This I Quit death match is sponsored by Waffle House.
Oh, man. That was awesome.
Brutal. All right.
Very so awesome.
You were very vocal during that match. What would you give that one?
That's tough because not a match I'm used to. That's just not the kind of match I'm used to watching. And I thought, and I'm afraid I'm going to overrate it, but I'm going to go 4.25. I mean, that was the quickest, probably one of the quickest 30-minute matches I ever watched. And I might be underrating it, but I'm doing 4.25. And if it's over, if it's underrated, I'm sorry. So.
No, you're good. I know it's not your cup of tea. So.
No, it is. I loved it. It's just it's a tough call. It's great.
Not what you're used to, I guess, as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, what do you think of this one?
I'll go 4.5 on that bad boy. That was fantastic. Just unspeakably violent. I mean, you heard us gush over it. Go watch it if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, with Matt, I'm going to go 4.5. I thought it was pretty damn good. I love the way they mixed the, I guess you call it like deathmatch kind of stuff with the barbed wire, but still had some cool high spots. And, you know, it wasn't just them hitting each other with weapons or anything like that. So it made it real, like Sean said, it went by pretty quick for a half hour match.
And Logan, take me up to 4.5.
Okay, yeah, there you go, Sean.
Yeah. I'll go 4.5 as well to kind of sweep the night. We all kind of gave the same rankings to everything. So, just a fantastic match. If you haven't seen it, like Matt said, go out and check it out. And if you haven't seen Lucha Underground, I mean, it might not be for you, but definitely give it a shot because it's very entertaining. And I kind of into more of the high spot kind of stuff that a lot of them do. But it's definitely worth a shot to check out. You may not like it, but it might not be your cup of tea. But I think the fact that Sean liked it is pretty good praise. So, that'll end our show tonight. That's the last match. So I'll go around for plugs now. Jake, what you got to plug tonight?
Yeah, as always, Logan, we have Highway to the Impact Zone. It drops every 2 weeks. You can also find me on the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast, so the North-South feed, where I'm right off of, I'm not sure when this drops, but we're heading towards No Mercy 2002. So a very interesting time. But SmackDown in 02 is really getting to where it's really cooking. It's getting some really awesome shows where you're almost getting 4-star matches on every show. So it's real awesome.
Yeah, definitely. That SmackDown stretch is going to be really awesome to watch through because I know there's a couple of really good matches coming up. But Matt, what you got?
Find me on the Pop Feed, host of Piece of the Action, as we mentioned, live movie watch, action movie live watch. Should have a new episode of that coming out in the next couple of weeks. Of course, we are all on Highway to the Impact Zone. And I'll let Sean talk about the show that we do together over on the North-South Feed.
Yeah, I'm just going to I'll plug two. So NWA Crack and Roll on Twitter, NWA Crack and Roll podcast. And then the other one I'll plug is the podcast that all four of us will be on in I'm sure after this comes out. But Matt and I do a current day Impact pod looking at the monthly Impact Plus ones. Our next one will be Slammiversary, and Logan and Jake will be on that with us. So please give those a listen. Matt and I have a good time just kind of the same. Just shooting through current day Impact, which got news for you guys. It's very good. And it's very hard for Matt and I to say that because we are very critical people, but maybe we're just tired of watching shit. And Impact has been the only thing that we've really latched onto of current day product. I don't know.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
It is very true. So look forward to doing Slammiversary with you guys on here. And so before we go real quick, Logan, before you do your plug, the new rankings are our new top five is Killshot Fox, Owen Liger at number 2, Punk Mysterio Eddie at number 3, Bucks Dragons at 4, and Bachwinkle versus Chaco Guerrero at 3.6. So 3.06. So that's our new top 5 right now.
I'm glad Chaco still stayed in the top 5.
I'm going to be sad when Chaco drops out just for the
Yeah, that's Chaco very underrated. His son not so much.
It's going to happen, but it'll be a sad day when we lose Chaco out of the top 5.
Yeah, that was a very good match for considering who the combatants are for sure. But we just recorded Chicken Salad. We did Bash at the Beach 2000, Highway to the Impact Zone, like every other guy said. We got a new episode that we're going to be recording this Friday. Popcorn Chicken Salad, we're recording that this weekend. We're going to be watching Euro Trip. And then Squared Circle the Silver Screen, we will be recording the next episode next week. I think we're either going to do The Condemned or See No Evil. So be looking forward to that one. And as Sean said, we're going to be on the Slammiversary episode with them. So looking forward to that for sure, because Current Day Impact is very underrated and everybody should just go out and watch it because it's always delivers. But this will do it for PTBN YouTube Roulette, and we will see you next time for Jake Williams Picks. A place I can go.